Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This 38 special brings us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 13 years. We're in his 14th year now as a member of our Brain Trust. We really appreciate, Rick, your steadfast and abiding support of all that we do. Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want? Both of these books, folks, will help you understand how to make adjustments, how to make change, how to affect change. And one of the things, Rick, you've taught us that I really value highly, and I use the terms all the time, and that is that we can't just accept and manage change. We have to lead change.
Yeah.
And that's what your energy bar analogy that you talk about, your intellectual property, the energy bar, is all about how to deal with the resistance, right? Beyond the wall of resistance, how to deal with the resistance, how to identify it, and how to manage it, right?
Well, yes, and what I've gotten more explicit about by using the energy bar is it's also managing support, because it's all on a continuum. Mm-hmm. So if I know how to manage resistance, I also, you know, it's
right.
I'm well on the way to understanding how to manage support. But it's not, you know, there's no neutral spot on there. There's no place where there's mm-hmm. no resistor, no support. And the leader has a huge impact on where on that scale people are. A huge impact. I was reading in the Wall Street Journal last weekend, it was an interview with a guy named Danny Meyer, who's created some of the best restaurants in the United States.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's just phenomenal. And he said, you know, the difference between two-buck Chuck, that's the wine you can buy at Trader
right.
Joe's for two bucks, and a $1,000 bottle of Chateau Lafite Rothschild, the difference between those two bottles of wine is 3%. He said, the rest of it's water. and he said, you know, and he said, good restaurants are like that. They can do really good job, but what they miss is that last 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And I got thinking about that, and was wondering why I just couldn't shake it. And as I was working with a client this week, I told him that story, and I said, you know, this whole thing about paying attention to people, it's really kind of shifting your perspective just a little bit. If you just approach the same meetings, you don't have to go out and do a bunch of fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you just change your mindset a little bit, you can have phenomenal returns, like who you invite, how you involve them, and, you know, I'd be glad to give some stories.
Mm-hmm.
But
we love stories.
Okay. Well, I was amazed. This client of mine, brand new for me, and they started off the meeting before they had me on, and they're going through a huge, huge change. And they start off with one guy saying, so, you know, what are your reactions, both pro and con? And I mean, I never see senior executives talk that way. And for a half hour, they didn't try to fix problems. People just said, yeah, here's what I'm excited about. Here's what I'm scared about. Here's what's unknown, blah, blah, blah. And then the CEO got up and talked and you know, responded to that stuff, answered questions. And when it was my time to get up, I said, you know, the most amazing thing is you went for the first 2 hours of this meeting with only three PowerPoint slides.
Mm-hmm.
And people laughed, and I said, well, it's a big deal, because that means there was more conversation than there was presentation.
Right.
And it was such a tiny thing. But if you cut back on the PowerPoint or the planned pitches, there's just more room for
mm-hmm.
exchanges between people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a tiny shift for them, but had a huge, huge impact.
Well, because it was inside baseball for everybody there, there was all kinds of meat on the screen, and then each one of them knew the layers. They knew they knew how to peel the onion back, you know, so to speak, pardon the mixed metaphors, individually, and that's what you can do when you're preaching to the choir, so to speak.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Oh, and there's one other thing they did too, because I was in on some of the planning. It was a 2-day meeting. They switched. Normally, they were going to do that kind of, like, the human part of all this on the second day, and they said no. That's what's on people's minds. Let's start right with that. And then we'll do all the detail stuff later. So once again, a tiny, tiny shift that didn't cost him any more money, you know, but the impact, you know, was just was phenomenal.
Do you think could this be could this 3% be similar to when you starting out with your team and you're saying, okay, folks, let's become more efficient, let's become more productive, let's become more professional, let's tighten this operation up. And so the first thing we do is let's start looking for low-hanging fruit. Could the 3% be low-hanging fruit too? Things that where somebody says, well, you know, what do you think? Who's got an idea? And one of the truck drivers says, well, I believe if we reversed our routes, we could save gas. Wow, how would the CEO know that, right? And low-hanging fruit. You know, let's just reverse our routes. And if the guy's right, is that what you mean by low-hanging by 3%?
Oh yeah,
that example.
Yes, but there are two really good things about that story. One is that they could actually save money from such a simple suggestion. The other is you can imagine that driver saying, wow, they actually listened to me.
And what would it say to the other drivers or the other people at that level?
Yeah.
At the rank and file level. So what you're saying is the 3% can be defined differently. It's just small things that can make a big difference.
Exactly. It has to have leverage value.
Yeah, exactly. All right, stand by. RickMaurer.com, right? MAURER.
That's right.
Is the website. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.